For this segment of the How We Believe series, we're visiting about the section of the book, The Treasure Hidden in the Field. The section we are visiting about now is The Revelation of God. I'm Alan Pearness, and I'm visiting with Yoko Hopsari. Yoko lives together with his wife in Minnesota and is a member of the Rockford congregation. Welcome, Yoko. Thank you for having this visit with me. So the subsections we are visiting about are Christ is the Lord of the Bible and Reading the Bible. They are found in Juhani Ulyas's book, The Treasure Hidden in a Field, pages 25 and 26. I will read some summary of the key points of these sections, and then we can visit about these sections. The first section, Christ is the Lord of the Bible. Ulyas wrote how the Bible addresses many questions, but its main purpose is to proclaim Jesus Christ and the salvation he accomplished. The whole Bible, Old and New Testament alike, points to Christ. He is the heart, message, and fulfillment of Scripture. And then on to the section of reading the Bible. Believers should read and study the Bible from childhood onward. Scripture teaches wisdom, corrects error, strengthens faith, and encourages trust in God. Yet faith comes especially through hearing and receiving the gospel. God's word is described as a refuge, as a lamp, and a guide for life. When we consider how Christ is the Lord of the Bible, and how Christ himself, he pointed to him who stood in flesh in the synagogue around the people on the Sabbath day, that he pointed to himself as the fulfillment of the scripture. And that when he comforted the disciples on Maundy Thursday in the evening, he told to them of the things that must come to pass. And he told to them of the things that they would experience. And they didn't understand any of it. He told to them even very specifically that when the shepherd is smitten, the sheep will scatter. They didn't understand what he was talking about, but in a few hours they experienced it. And then on the road to Emmaus, when the brothers walked with Jesus, he opened the scriptures and he spoke of himself. And there they experienced how Jesus was the fulfillment of scripture. And we experience it today, I think, very closely also. I remember specifically a visit with a man in Pakistan. It was late in the evening. It was a very hot summer day, plus 50 Celsius, and they were sitting outside their family on their rooftop. It was dark outside. The city was quiet, and we were able to connect, and he was able to hear the sermon of repentance, and it burned in his heart of how he felt and he knew that he was separated from God. Even though he had been baptized some time before, that he didn't experience God's forgiveness. And then when he was able to hear and believe the message of the forgiveness of sins, that it came right to him and unlocked him from his prison. And he rejoiced. And he said, "Oh, brother, how long I have waited for this, and how God has guided me to this moment in my life." It was only through the message of the gospel that we experience how Christ is with us, that he is with us in that message, that he has left it here in his living congregation, and how he is with us in the Bible today. And also some thoughts on reading the Bible, that it has been described as a lamp unto our feet and I think of how such a fitting picture that even in the quietness and in the nighttime, we can visit the Word of God and we can even read it for comfort and for strengthening. But we also experience so often of how the Word of God points to our own sinfulness. I have memories from my childhood of when my father was in the bedroom reading the Bible, that he would come out of the bedroom and he would go to my mother and ask her if he could have his sins forgiven. That this is what reading the Bible brought to him, was that he wasn't able to measure up. And it reminded him of his own sinfulness, and it brought him to this place where he needed to live in the care of the gospel. So I'm trying to tie these together in my own thoughts too, that how reading the Bible can even draw us to Christ, and how we need then to experience the fulfillment of Scripture, which is in the proclamation of the gospel. Yoko, I'm wondering what your thoughts are when we consider these sections, Christ is the Lord of the Bible and reading the Bible.
First, my thoughts go to the days when my children were young. And I lived in the time in Finland when the Finnish Bible was being translated to a more modern Finnish language. And the Living Christianity was also giving feedback to the translation process. And my a boss at the time was part of that feedback committee, and he gave to me the book of Acts, which had been provided. It was not yet officially accepted translation, but it was translated into modern Finnish. And he told it to me that read it. And it was easy to read, but it was hard to put away from your hand because the message just it came so clear in the means of a more modern language. And it was an interesting experience where this text came so close with the means of language. Of course, there was nothing new to me. Meaning, I had read it in the older languages or older translations, but it came closer to me. So I enjoyed it both as a biblical text and as a reading experience. And with this, I would say to anyone who's listening, our discussion, that read the Bible and enjoy it. The Bible, it truly is a divine revelation in so many different ways. Bible is full of stories. And all those stories are like pictures. It's like flipping through the pictures of what have happened. Like the books of the Old Testament, the Moses books, they are full of stories. God obviously, and of course he knows what we're like, that it's easier for us to get the message if it's clothed in a story. And Jesus, the master teacher, used all these parables that were short stories, but there were also pictures. They described the most important matters in our lives in an easy to understand story picture. So even the entire Bible is a true treasure from God to us.
Yes, I when you were speaking, Yoko, it reminded me of at Christmas time when we in our home we read the Christmas Gospel, and we read it from the Illustrated Home Bible, and my children were able to join in this reading of this Christmas Gospel in a way that we had a discussion around it. And we, in the year before that, we had read it from the NIV translation. And my wife had commented that, oh, that was easy to understand. So we experience how reading the Bible should be, we should learn how to read the Bible, and we should learn how the Bible is put together, that it is a book of books. It is many books that are put together in one book, and we can read them independent of each other and also experience how those books, they draw us to the same place. They draw us to the message of Christ and that he is the fulfillment of Scripture. And I've noticed also in services, sitting in the bench, that when the servant of the word reads the text in a more contemporary translation, most often in the New International Version, the NIV, that my children, they listen and they're able to receive the message of the text. And I've thought of how that is so important, that we can receive the Bible, receive the instruction of the Bible in our own language. Think of how the translation of the Bible has happened throughout the millennia, that the original languages of the scrolls, that they're not readable today, only by experts in those languages. But yet the Bible is able to be read and understood in the language of the people, in the language today. So we think of what happened with the Tower of Babel, that how the languages were confounded and how everything became a mess because of man's sinfulness and man's pride and man's desire to be like God, that then we humbly today even must tap on even as Luther gave us this very visual picture of how we tap on the Bible like it's a tree, and that we tap on each leaf and each branch and see what it has for us today. And that we cannot expect to comprehend and fully grasp all of the parts of the Bible, but yet how it's important that we would take the time to read and learn what is in the Bible and when the message of the Bible. Do you have any final thoughts, Yoko, on our visit here today?
Bible is also difficult to understand. There are portions that for me are something that I just can't understand them. And I think the good way, for me, the only way is to humbly accept that. And wasn't that Luther who himself said that when we come to that kind of a portion, we tip the hat and go pass by it. And I'm thinking that what was the hat that he was talking about? That was a hat of a doctor of theology. So he also found that humbleness is the only good way to approach the Word of God. Let's read the Bible humbly with a prayerful heart, hoping that God would open unto us that which is needful for our salvation.